What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Honey's an online browser plugin. You download it in just two clicks and it automatically applies the best deals on the internet right to your shopping cart. So you don't have to find the coupons. The coupons find you. Fall, huge, big, happening. You mentioned this to me. I'm doing Rent the Runway, the subscription service thing.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to buy fall clothes. And it's so much easier to do that. Mm-hmm. This is not a Rent the Runway ad, but they do have a discount code on Honey.
Let's fucking go.
So let's fucking go with that. I mean, not only will I be saving money on fall fashion, I'm saving even more money on fall fashion because of Honey.
Have you seen Honey's ads in the subway?
No.
They're nice.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I don't think they I always want to write over it, /Ellie, not /Subway or whatever the fuck it is. Is it /Subway?
I don't know.
That would be really dumb if it was. Anyways, go to joinhoney.com/Ellie because that's the superior code. And tell all your friends to go to joinhoney.com/Ellie to get Honey for free today. Save that money. Make some fashion choice. People always send me things like their textbooks, their airfare, their picture frames, furniture, random shit that you would never think. Chair. She got a free chair. Things you would never expect to be getting a discount on, you're going to get a discount on. So even Panera. So, you know, go to joinhoney.com/Ellie. Get Honey for free today. All right. We are switching things up a little bit today. Of course, if you're new, that doesn't apply to you. But if you're not new and you're used to us rambling for 45 minutes about our weekend,
more like an hour and a half.
It's a lot. It's a lot. We are going to be moving that to a little bit later in the episode, calling that its own segment, calling it the weekend update. And today we're actually going to start with Tuesday morning thoughts. Today we're going to talk about being a bad bitch.
How to be a hot girl.
How to have a hot girl fall, if you will, that we're all looking for. Mm-hmm. Hot girl life that we're all looking for. What my therapist said to me this week, we're just talking about how to think of your anxiety as something cute and not threatening. For the boys, we're talking how to balance your all too important fantasy team / real team and your girlfriend so as not to make her want to murder you. And we'll see what else happens. We're actually just going to jump right into our Tuesday morning thoughts. So let's get into that. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. Let me let you in on a big secret. It's a big secret, and I think it's not talked about enough, and I think it's, well, that it wouldn't be a secret, I guess, if it was talked about enough. But regardless.
Trick of the trade.
Guess what, ladies, gentlemen, whomever you are. The secret, the biggest secret to being a hot girl is just believing that you're a hot girl.
Convincing everyone. Because you convinced yourself.
If you convince yourself, you will convince everyone else that you're hot.
Make it till you make it.
Like, that's basically what I did when I was, you know, like 18 and I didn't think I was hot. Then I was just like, no, I am hot. And then everybody believed me that I was hot.
Like, wait, is she hot? Wait, is she, I guess.
She's got hot girl energy.
Yeah, it's all about the energy.
The hot girl energy, you guys. Mm-hmm. The hot girl energy is so important. It's everything, you know? It's like, if you don't have the hot girl energy, you're not going to convince anyone that you're a hot girl. Because
no.
I was looking back, I actually thought of this because I was looking for, I tweeted something about Picnic. Y'all remember Picnic?
Shout out.
Horrible.
Shout out.
Oh my God, so embarrassing. Picnic was just so embarrassing. But whatever. I tweeted something about Picnic and I was going back through my Facebook albums because I wanted to find my Picnic pictures. I guess I deleted them in a fit of I don't want anyone to see this years and years ago. I didn't have any. But I was looking at my high school pictures and I was looking at pictures and I was like, wait, was I like cute? Like, I remember in high school thinking I was like so unattractive, mm-hmm. so not hot, like so like, you know, not a hot girl. Never believed that about myself. And I look back at these pictures and I'm like, but like, you're pretty, bitch. What the fuck? You're so pretty. And like, I think if I had just thought that I was hot, then other people would have been like, yeah, she's hot. Because I was hot, but I didn't think that I was. And so nobody else, you know, agreed with me, if that kind of makes sense. Like, your confidence and your kind of, this is who I am, this is what I am, I'm hot, take it or leave it. Like, that kind of attitude is what is going to make people think that you're hot. And it's not that it matters so much. It matters more that you think you're hot. But, like, if you, I'm sure everybody wants other people to think that they're hot. You know, I don't want you to be like, I have to do this so that other people think I'm hot. But it's like, it's nice.
It's like a cycle. Like you're like, you don't think you're hot because you don't think other people think you're hot. But if you think you're hot, then other people will think you're hot.
And it sounds stupid and it sounds fake, but it's actually 1000% real.
People's like energy when they walk into a room is like, like that's when you decide, I think. Like I know people that aren't that attractive if you really look at them, but like
they have hot girl energy.
That they're hot. Like do you know what I mean? Like you consider them to be like attractive.
Think about how many guys you know that honestly, like if you really look at their features individually, you're like not hot. But then you look at them as a whole and their walk and their swagger and their the way they talk and their whatever, just things about them, you're just like, fuck. That guy is so hot for no reason.
For no reason.
We have a coworker like that I was specifically referencing that like.
Oh, yeah.
Shouldn't be hot. Should in no world whatsoever be hot. Like in no world. And yet.
But for some reason, he's sexy.
So hot. He walks in a room and I'm like, he looks so hot right now.
But then you're like, wait.
But then you look at him and you're like, is he hot? But it's just because he has the hot boy swag. He's got hot girl energy.
You should have seen me walking before. I thought I was so hot outside.
You look so hot. But I
really thought I was so hot
outside.
But
I'm going to tell you right now, the outfit, like when you look at the individuals, but then all together with the swag.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Damn, she's a hot girl.
It's the walk. It's the talk.
It's the energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't always have hot. There are nights that I've definitely gone out and just been like, I feel chubby and I feel like nothing fits me and I look ugly in everything. My makeup doesn't look good tonight. I just, my hair is stupid and I'm ugly and why would anybody talk to me? And guess what? When you go out feeling like that, nobody does talk to you because you seem like a miserable bitch.
You seem miserable.
You do. And it's just like, I don't want to get into that whole situation, you know? And then sometimes you just get really drunk because you feel ugly and you go home with someone that makes you feel pretty. That's how Quinn Fabre got pregnant on Glee, because she felt fat that night.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
Funny reference. I've been watching Glee. That's why I said that. But there are also a lot of times that I feel like that, but I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I'm just going to pretend that I feel hot.
Literally
I'm
pretend.
Just going to stand up straight, boobs out, and just be like, I'm a hot girl. And it generally tricks people into thinking that I am. It's funny. Like I went out without makeup, like fully no makeup. I've talked about that. I went out with like wet hair, like no makeup, just like existing. And I had the best night. I had the time of my life because I was just like, whatever. I'm hot no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter how much makeup I'm having. If I had gone out and just been like, oh, don't look at me. Like, I look hideous. The light, it burnt. Like, you know what I mean?
The light.
Like, if I'd gone out like that, then, yeah, I think it would have been a very different experience for me. But because I was just like, whatever. I'm having fun and I'm hot anyways. Then I had more fun. Mm-hmm. It's all about the mentality. Maybe if you don't have that mentality right away, you're like, you don't think you're hot. If you're someone who's listening to this and you're like, I'm just not a hot girl. Like, maybe I'm cute or I'm pretty, but I'm not hot. Guys don't think I'm hot. Girls don't think I'm hot.
That's just not true.
First of all, not true.
That's just not true, though.
You're hot.
Yeah.
You're definitely hot. But if you do feel like that, I understand because I've been there.
Yeah,
but
totally.
You have to, like, lie to yourself a little bit. Like,
oh, my God.
Pretend that you do think you're hot. Just do it and do it out loud. I think what I was scared of when I was in high school was, like, I always kind of, there would be moments where I was like, I think I look really hot right now. Or like, I'd be like, this is a good outfit on me. I look good. But I would never want to act like I thought it looked good in case it didn't look good. And then everybody was like, why is she acting like she's hot shit when she's not? Like, I was always terrified that people would know I was like, that I thought I was hot for some reason. Like, I was like, they don't think I'm hot. So if they think that I think I'm hot, then they're just going to laugh at me. But if I had just been like, whatever, I know I look really good right now. They would have been like, yeah, you do look really good right now.
Yeah. No one's going to be like, that bitch, why does she think that,
like,
she
how
looks good?
Dare you,
how
think
dare
that
you
hot?
Think you look good?
So it is it's almost like a little mantra that you have to say to yourself. Like, it's like you have to kind of get into character. Like, you're pretending to be the hot girl. We've talked about this before with the cool girl, where you have to pretend when you're talking to a guy in the beginning, you have to pretend you're the girl with the cigarette and you're like husky voice. And you're like, yeah, babe, I don't care. Whatever you want to do, we can do. Like, you have to pretend.
I really like spending time with you.
I love to spend time with you, but in a chill way. Like, you have to pretend to be that girl. Well, you have to sometimes pretend to be a hot girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to sometimes just pick the girl that you think is the hottest girl in the world and just pretend that you're her for a night.
Mm-hmm.
just be like, I know I look good.
Walk with a little pep in your step.
I think the walk is
huge.
Because if you walk into a room and you're just like, hello. Hey, everybody. Hi, I'm slouching. And don't look at my outfit. And I feel tiny. Like, if you walk in like that, obviously people are not going to be like, she's got it going on.
Yeah.
If you walk into a room and you're like, yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody. So good to see you. Let me flip my hair a little bit. Like, I mean, it sounds silly. It honestly sounds really silly. But the more practice you get with doing that, the more that you have confidence in just like who you are and mm-hmm. what you look like, even on nights that you don't feel so good. Mm-hmm. Like, there are definitely nights I still struggle with it where I'm just like, nothing fits me right now.
Oh, I hate that feeling when like you just feel so ugly and you have to go out. I'm like, I'd really rather just not go out.
Because everything I'm wearing fits me weird right now. My makeup doesn't work. I look ugly and it's just not going to happen for me mm-hmm. tonight. But you still go out anyways. Oh, I'm able to now be like, whatever, I look good no matter what I'm wearing. Yeah. It's fine. But God, there's nothing like wearing an outfit that you know you just don't feel confident in.
Oh my God. I literally would rather like go home.
I can't do it. My friends tried to convince me to wear an outfit once that was like really tight and I just didn't feel good that night. Like, there are nights where I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, let me just like show off my entire bod mm-hmm. right now. But mostly I'm not really like that. But they were trying to convince me to wear this and I was like, you guys, it's just, they're like, you look so good. I'm like, I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what I did? I changed into something that did make me feel good, and that made the whole difference for the night. I had like an amazing night because I wasn't constantly, you know, thinking about, do I have to suck in, do my boobs look weird, am I this and that. Like, that's a key. That's the key to being a hot girl, is picking things that make you feel confident.
Yeah.
If you think you have like really good boobs, but you're not super confident about your stomach, know that and wear something that's going to show that off. Mm-hmm. Or if you like your legs, but maybe like your upper body, like you're not crazy about, wear a tight skirt or short skirt and long sleeves. Like, do the things that you know you're not going to be worried about all night, because like, you don't have to dress like what you think a hot girl dresses like in order to be a hot girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you wearing whatever you feel comfortable in and being like feeling sexy in it, that's gonna be hotter than you trying to pull off a fashion that just makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, there are things I know that I can't wear. I know that. That's just not my body type. Like, something that I just can't pull off.
I'm
and
trying
I'm
to
not
think
gonna
of
feel
shirts
comfy.
That just look like shit on me.
I
like,
know. I have one that's really cute and would be cute probably on anybody that isn't me. It's like so cool. It's like yellow, like mustard yellow, like velvet. It's like low cut and kind of baby doll, but for some reason on me it just is so unflattering. Like, it looks terrible on me straight up, and I wore it once and the whole night I was like, I know what shirt you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's such a cute shirt. And
not
just,
that I didn't think it looked good on you, I just remember that night. Yeah, like, I remember that night. Yeah,
I know that. I the whole night I was just like, don't look at me.
Yeah, so you just like don't wear those things.
Yeah,
you
just
know,
don't wear shit that doesn't make you feel good. That's part of it. Don't spend time with people that don't make you feel like a hot girl. Don't spend time with friends that don't make you feel good. I had a friend in high school. I was really excited to wear this outfit one time. Like, and I was like looking forward to it all week, and I told her about it. I was like, I'm wearing this really cute outfit on Thursday. I'm really excited.
I'm
really
excited about it.
Yeah. And I wore it. And she so mean.
What did she say?
I walked in and she was like, this is like, I was like 16. She was like, oh, is this the really cute outfit you were talking about? And I was like, oh no, I decided not to wear it.
You lied.
I straight up lied because I was so hurt. And then the whole rest of the day I felt so ugly and
weak. What was it?
It was like cute. It was like I had like new shoes and like a new shirt and jeans. Like, it was nothing special, but like I felt really cute in it.
Oh my God, that's so mean.
It was so mean.
Oh my God.
It was so mean. And I don't spend time with people who make you feel like that. Jeez. You should spend time with people who are like, yes, wear that shit. You look amazing.
Or like, don't wear that. Wear that. That looks better on
I
you.
I think
like,
a good friend
constructive
move,
criticism.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if you were wearing something that just like, you and I are both very cute girls, but you know, imagine you were wearing something that just wasn't good on you. And I was like, you look amazing.
Or
you
just like
so
nothing.
Good.
Just didn't say anything.
Oh God. That's mean. That's me. Like, I would rather a friend be like, that's not your best look. Like, you
or
look
like
better.
This looks better on you.
Yeah. Like, look, I love you. Not your most flattering thing or like dress or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend that would always wear, I don't know, like what was up with her. I think. Oh, my God. I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God.
I don't know what was.
I don't know what she was thinking.
I don't know what her deal was.
No, I think that she was really insecure with her body at this point in time, and instead of like. She dealt with it in the wrong way where like,
she would wear really tight clothes
to try to make herself look what she thought was hot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it would make
everything
her in turn kind of look worse. And I was always trying to figure out like ways to tell her, like, I don't know if you should wear that because I knew that she was wearing it because she thought that that was hot. Like, but she wasn't comfortable in it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I do.
And it didn't look good because she wasn't comfortable in it.
Yeah, I would rather any day wear something that like maybe isn't as like.
Yeah,
I definitely have clothes in my closet from college that just don't fit me anymore.
Yeah,
like that. I'm just like I've outgrown. Like I'm a little bigger than I was in college. Like I'm not gonna be wearing teeny tiny crop tops and teeny tiny skirts that don't fit me. Mm-hmm. If they don't fit me, like I would rather wear something that does fit me. I think you get like that that size tag anxiety.
Yeah, that's like definitely what
of like oh my god, I've gone up a size.
Yeah, like who cares?
Who gives a fuck? If it fits you, it's gonna look better on
you.
Like if you're. I mean, like, my boobs got bigger, so a lot of the shirts that I have, like, from college just don't fit me anymore. They don't look as flattering on me. And it really scared me. I was like, I can't go. I'm a small. Like, I wear small. Like, that's my size. Like, I was, like, really anxious about it. And then I went up a size on a couple of shirts, and I'm like, oh, I look a lot better in this. This is, like, so much more flattering on me. Like, I look better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have friends that will, like, buy clothes and squeeze into a size that's too small because they want to be that size.
They don't
want to
go up, yeah.
And it's like, that's not the point. Like, wear what makes you feel comfortable.
Wear just what fits.
No one will ever see the tag. No one will ever see it. No one cares. Like,
it's like, it's such an arbitrary thing, but it does, like, get in your head.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I get it. Being a hot, I mean, the hot girl mentality, the hot girl mood, vibe, energy, it's tough if you just don't think you have it. Like, it can be really, really hard, but it's simpler than you think it is. You just have to pretend.
It's literally pretend.
You literally have to pretend you're walking the red carpet everywhere you go.
Yeah.
I'm a hot girl.
I felt so ugly yesterday. So today I blew my hair out and put a lot of makeup on.
The hair looks really good.
Thanks.
I mean, I like your hair curly, but.
Yeah, but it was like ugly yesterday. But like, I feel like you just make up for it for yourself. And then, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you felt ugly yesterday, like, change it up, like, drastically, kind of. Not drastically, but do the things that you know you, if you do to yourself, you feel good.
Yeah, and I mean, then everybody knows what makes you feel pretty. And you just do the things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
Hot girl.
Hot girl.
You're a hot girl. If you're listening to this, guess what? You're a hot girl. You're hot. You're a hot girl. And you can be a hot girl. If you, even if you don't think that, you can be a hot girl.
There's always guys or girls or whatever that are objectively out of your league that are going to make you feel or maybe have said something to you before that makes you feel like, oh, I'm an ugly person. Right. But like, that's all subjective. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's
I think like hotness in itself is subjective.
Mm-hmm.
It is subjective. But I mean, obviously, there are a couple people who you can think of someone that if you walk by them, you're just like, oh, my. I'm wet. Like, you should be in a museum. You are so attractive. They should preserve your body for every generation mm-hmm. to see. There are people like that that objectively are just 12s. And mm-hmm. they're like that. But that doesn't mean if you don't look like that, that you're not hot. It just means that they're a different kind of hot than you are. They're, oh, my God.
They're unattainable hot.
They're like you on the street right here hot versus, like, you're just, like, a hot person that I want to have sex with and hang out with.
I always ask my guy friends, like, about their scale, like, their 1 to 10 thing when they are like, oh, she's a whatever. I'm like, well, who's your 10? Yeah. Is it Kendall Jenner or is it, like, a normal-ass girl? Like, because you got to take the super hot people off
out.
Your scale.
They're
like,
not
they
in
don't
the scale.
Count.
They're
like,
not. They don't exist in real life.
Yeah.
Because if you see them in real life, they're like weird looking. Because they're like too hot. You're just like, what is happening there?
Yeah. Like, that's not real life.
Have you ever seen a girl? Like, meet a girl and you're just like,
I can't.
How do
you
look like? Like, you make me feel like a plastic bag.
Yes.
I'm just a burlap sack of
potatoes. One of my best friends is just like way too stunning to be around. It's annoying. Every time we're like, dude, come
can you
on,
just leave.
And she's like. But she's so sweet and she has no idea. And she's like, wait, what? And we're like, I don't even want to go out anymore. Like, you literally, I look like an asshole next to you. Like, it sucks. But like, It's all relative, I guess.
It is all relative. I mean,
you can't compare yourself to other people. That's the problem, I think.
Because we all do. I mean, we all do it. And it's, like, it's so much easier to be like, just don't compare yourself. And it's like, no shit. Yeah. We all compare ourselves to other people. But it's like, I'm not going to compare myself to Alana because we look completely different. Yeah. Like, we just, like, that would be crazy. Like, if I was just like, I don't look as tan as Alana.
It's like, well, like, we're well, completely we just have different ethnicities.
We just are not the same person. Like, what? So you have to just know your tax bracket, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah. Are you a normal ass person? Well, then you're probably hot.
Yeah. If you're just like a normal girl, you're probably hot. Normal guy, you're probably hot. Normal anything, you're probably hot. Like, you can't compare yourself to the Instagram models that you're seeing. Because that doesn't even count. That's what people were saying in the office yesterday. They're like, well, those are the real hot people. Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
No, they're not. I don't follow any Instagram models. Me either. I don't think I even follow celebrities on Instagram.
They freak me out a little
bit. It's just like, not reality, and like
just like fucks with your perception.
It fucks with everything. Yeah,
even like, I don't know, you have to understand, like, even when I post pictures, like, it's like the 19th take of that picture. It's like been severely scrutinized. Like, you can only compare yourself to people who you actually know, maybe. I don't know.
On the subway,
that's part of it too. If you want to be a hot girl, be a hot girl to yourself. You got to stop comparing yourself to other people, because they probably look completely different from mm-hmm. you. You're like a unique person of your own. Like, maybe if you have a twin and they're hotter than you, like, that's the only time you can feel bad about yourself.
You're like, fuck.
Fuck, I'm not the hot twin. But otherwise, like, everyone is doing their own thing. You can be hot for the way that you look. Like, there are things I used to be self-conscious about that now I'm like, but that's the thing that makes me hot. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So, basically what I'm saying is, if you don't think you're a hot girl, you're not. And if you do think you're a hot girl, you are. Like, it's pretty much that simple. And, like, there's always going to be pretty much men who are out there being like, no, like, you're a fucking New York City 4, which is an LA 2 and a this. And it's just like, but it's like, bro, shut the fuck up. Don't listen to what they're saying. Like, because everyone's kind of dumb. We can all be tricked into thinking someone's hot. I mean, I get tricked into thinking people are hot based on their energy all the time. So why can't you trick someone into thinking you're hot? You are hot. Just know that you're hot. Love yourself. And I mean, I know it's hard. And I know sometimes it's easier said than done. I know that. I mean, I struggled with it for a really long time. But the day that I just said, you know what? I'm hot, was the day my life changed. Mm-hmm. So good luck out there. And remember, if you want to be a hot girl, you are a hot girl. Anyways, that's it for Tuesday Morning Thoughts today. Go out and be a hot girl, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and before we get into our next segment, let's have a word from a Spencer. I do it every time and no one laughs, but it makes me laugh. Okay, getting in shape
isn't... No one isn't me.
You. I also feel like you guys listening are just like, shut up. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about learning healthier habits and feeling better about yourself, whether that's more stamina to keep up with your busy life, finally getting into those goal jeans, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care. What if you could use one program for all your health and weight loss needs? Luckily, with Noom, you can do that. It's kind of like a weight loss app, but it's like a healthy weight loss app. You're not doing like some yo-yo diet. You're not doing like a calorie counting necessarily, like, oh, what am I doing here? It's more like a wellness, like an overall wellness thing, where you're going to learn psychological tools that are going to help you lose weight and keep the weight off, because it's just training you to look at the way you're eating and your exercise as an attainable thing instead of as like a, oh gosh, I don't know how to do that, so I'm just not going to do it. Like, if you've ever gone to the grocery store and been like, I want to get healthy things, but I don't even know what I would make if it was healthier. I don't even know what to get. Like, that's what this app can help you with. One of the things that this app can help you with. So it's great. It's easy and fun. And you get like support system, and it's a really good app. So you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/Ellie. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Ellie to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/Ellie, the last weight loss program you'll ever need. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be a good life. That's what my therapist say. Everything's gonna be alright. Just fine. It's gonna be a good, good life. So this is what my therapist said to me this week. Actually, technically, it's not something that my therapist has actually said to me. It's a concept that we've talked about that I've sort of turned into my own thing that I do that helps me a lot. And I thought that I would share it with you guys because, you know, always looking for a way to manage that young anxiety. So something that she said to me that really stuck with me was, I was talking about my anxiety. I was talking about situations in which I've been anxious, times in my life when my anxiety has been really, really bad and really hard to manage. And she asked me what I thought the function of my anxiety was. What was my body trying to do? What was my anxiety trying to do at those times that I was feeling really anxious? And ended up coming to the conclusion that what it was trying to do was protect me. A lot of the time, the situations that I would stop myself from being in because I was anxious, it was my body's way of trying to protect me from getting into more situations that would make me feel worse or get me in trouble or whatever. And the second that I kind of thought about it like that, kind of felt like my anxiety was kind of cute. Like kind of like this little misguided, super anxious little squirrel, like screaming in my ear, like, don't go there, like trying to protect me from things that I don't really need protection from. Like at the end of the day, like the intention of my anxiety was never to make me feel horrible. Like, yes, that ended up being the side effect that I would feel nauseous and awful and just scared all the time. But that wasn't what it was trying to do. It wasn't a malicious thing inside of me trying to make me feel bad. It was really trying to make sure like I didn't get myself into situations where I'd get hurt. And at the end of the day, like, that's kind of sweet. Like in a weird way, I think you have to personify your anxiety. I like to think of him as like he's this little buddy
to him.
Yeah, to him, because men make me anxious. Him, she or him, I don't know. I don't know its gender. I'm not going to assume it's gender, but I have been referring to it as him. It's just like this little dude that hangs out with me all the time and like really cares about me, but just does it in a really misguided way. And sometimes I just have to say to my anxiety and just be like, hey, buddy, I understand that you're feeling a little anxious right now. Everything's okay. I am not in trouble right now. I'm not in danger. Thank you for trying to protect me. I'm good. And weirdly, like as dumb as that sounds to be talking to something that's a concept and an emotion, like it helps to just be like, I know it's here. It's going to be with me. But let me just try and calm it down a little bit. Because instead of being like, hey, Ellie, you need to calm down. Why are you freaking out? Chill the fuck out. Instead of talking to myself like that and making myself feel like ashamed and guilty for being anxious, if I talk to this like little imaginary anxiety friend and say, hey, dude, everything's fine. I'm safe right now. It's okay. That for some reason helps me so much more because it displaces my internal anxiety and kind of puts it on something else so that I can still visualize the idea that like, yes, my anxiety is with me, but it's not harmful. It's not going to hurt me. It's just a little overactive thing that wants me to be safe and it's doing it the wrong way, but it doesn't know that and it's okay. I think it's kind of cute, actually. It's like, aw, like you just want me to be safe. It's like, I'm fine, but thank you. Honestly, that's being okay with it and just kind of being like, my anxiety can't hurt me. My anxiety isn't a bad thing. At the end of the day, it's trying to do something good. It's just doing it too much. That has really changed the way my relationship with my emotions and my anxiety and the way that I feel, because it's so much easier to manage for me. I mean, it could be different for you, but for me, it's so much easier to manage when I'm not scared of it. Like, I'm not like, oh God, I'm starting to feel anxious. Oh my God, because then that would make me more anxious. And then I'd usually have a panic attack and throw up. At least that was happening a couple of years ago. And now I'm more able to see, like, I'm fine. I'm starting to get anxious and I'm going to feel a little anxious and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think accepting it and sort of personifying it has really helped me. So I don't know, maybe picture your own anxiety buddy the next time you start having a panic attack and just talk to it like you would talk to your friend who's a little scared. Talk to it like you talk to a little kid who's afraid of thunderstorms, or talk to it how you talk to your dog when the mailman comes. It's like, man, I get you're trying to protect me. I totally feel that. This guy's not going to hurt me. It's just a mailman. That's what your body's pretty much doing whenever it encounters a trigger or a stressor. Your body is barking at it. And you just got to be like, listen, everything's fine. I'm good. It's okay. He's very friendly. So that's what my therapist said to me this week. All right, let's go to For the Boys. But before we do For the Boys, word from a sponsor. Skillshare. So Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. You can take classes in everything from photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and more. So whether you're returning to a lifelong passion project, challenging yourself to get outside your comfort zone, or simply exploring something new, Skillshare has classes for you. Actually, I do get DMs. I got a DM about this last night, somebody asking me about the learning community. And I was like, it's Skillshare. And you can go to Skillshare.com/Ellie and start your free trial today and take some classes. Lifelong learning is very important to us on this show, and it should be for you as well. So join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for free. That's right. Skillshare is offering Schnitt Talk listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Ellie to start your 2 months now. That's Skillshare.com/Ellie. All right. I'm with my boys. Makes God. Me so happy. I show everyone that video clip now because so I reference it and they're like, I really don't know what you're so talking funny. About. And I'm like, oh, baby, let me show
you're
you.
You're in for it.
It's so funny. It's so funny. I love when boys do stuff like that. That's like pure and like funny and cute. And it's just like all of them doing that stuff, which is actually why I have a great respect for fantasy football. Because I think it's like cute. I know there are women who are involved with fantasy football as well, obviously. But like, I think it's really fucking cute when these guys have these fantasy leagues. They take it so seriously.
It's like organized.
So yeah. Fucking cute. We had the guys here. They have a fantasy league because there's a fantasy football podcast. So they created a league. Fran and Kate are in it too. But neither of them were there for the draft. And they all were like sitting on these couches and just talking and like, you know, obviously like just being dudes. And then Hank was up at the front being like, you guys, seriously, like you have to listen. Like you have 30s. It was so funny. And I was like, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Like,
it's like organized. And it's like,
so oh, it's wow, like the one
they're
thing.
They're really trying to get this yeah, together.
The
like,
one thing you can come together and be organized yeah. for. It's, I think it's the cutest thing in the world. I've never had any issue with fantasy football. I think it's so funny. But I will say it is football season, which means your time and attention is going to be a little divided. And that's fine. That's fine. Everyone should have hobbies and interests. Now, personally, I'm the kind of person who I do need attention at all times, but I also need a lot of space. Confusing, I know, but like it makes sense kind of.
Yeah.
Like I need you to pay attention to me when I want attention. But other than that, like, please give me space. So I like football season because it means like you have something to focus on and you're not bothering me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, love that. But there are definitely girls who maybe are a little more needy.
Need a for little, lack of a better word.
Yeah, need a little bit more space. And it's like, all right, boys, how do we balance our love of the game and the fantasy and whatever
and
the fuck?
And guys doing dudes.
Guys being bros, being dudes, you know? Like, how do you balance that with
your beautiful, lovely girlfriend?
Who maybe doesn't give a fuck about sports. First thing you should do is have her follow my journey on Twitch, the Barstool Sports blog, as well as probably some video. I will be picking an NFL team. Actually, I'm picking it today. Picking an NFL team to follow for the season. I'm not trying to really learn too much. I don't give a fuck that much. It just looks like fun, and I'm tired of being left out of the fun. And I think you can tell your girlfriend, listen, your girl Ellie, she doesn't really care about football, but she's picking a team right now. You should pick the same team, and then you guys can root together. And then that's something for her to care about. You know, you guys can maybe go to games together. Cute little way to involve her without making it kind of like, well, you have to know the blood type of the coaches. Otherwise, I don't want to even talk to you about football. Just like, tell her that it's just something fun that you want to do that's based around drinking instead of being super serious about it.
Yeah.
She might like it a little bit better in that sense.
And teach a little bit.
Teach, but don't be like annoying and condescending. Understand that she doesn't care that much.
Yeah, just trying to follow it.
If she asks a question, it's just because she doesn't know what's going on. Like, guys, I'm learning, I think next week, doing a whole crash course on football because I don't know anything.
Really?
Yes. I don't really know. I know the vague run, touchdown, run the ball, and do the quarterback. Like, I know the vague system.
The basics.
But I could not explain to you what first down means. I have absolutely
really?
No idea.
I grew up in like a football house.
See, I didn't. I mean,
there's like a shrine of Eli Manning in my basement.
You Giants guys? No.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah. My dad's a Giants fan, so I grew up with him screaming every Sunday about how bad the Giants are, except for the one time that they won. But
twice.
In our lifetime? I don't remember the other one. I just remember the first one.
Both the Patriots.
Yeah. Fuck the Patriots. Fuck the Patriots. But I think don't be like a dick, but don't give her too much of a detailed explanation. She doesn't really care about the history of it and what it really means in the grand scheme. Don't use terms that she's going to have to ask you what the terms are. If it's like, what's a touchdown? Just be like, it's when they score 6 points. I'd be like, sick. I totally get that. Awesome. That's a good thing. They'd be like, yeah. Great. That's all I need to know. I don't need to know more than that. Maybe your girlfriend loves football and you're lucky and she knows everything and she, but chances are, like, I think a lot of women just don't care about it because it is seen as such like a, weirdly, it does feel inaccessible if you don't really know about it and like you didn't grow up watching it.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of girls feel that way. It'll
probably be hard to get into it unless someone is like cradling you along the way, which your boyfriend probably should be. Like, I never have ever in my life watched a minute of hockey before I started dating my boyfriend. And last season I had to like watch a lot of it because like he would force me to, but like I learned a lot about it and he was like nice about it because I actually had no probably idea never watched a hockey game. There's only 3 periods. Did you know that? That's so weird.
I did know that a lot.
I know nothing.
You've
about
never
hockey.
Watched hockey?
No, it's like not big where I'm from.
Hockey was really big where I grew up.
So like he would kind of like be like, oh, this is what this means, blah blah. I got like enough of it to like understand what's going on, but I don't really care that much. But like, you know what I mean? You just gotta like don't
include her.
Remember those memes where it'd be like, who's your favorite player, or like, how do you feel about Ticonderoga?
Yeah, and they'd like try and trick
make fun of it's so annoying. It's like, it's so
bro
rude.
I'm sorry, I just, this isn't my whole life or my whole world, and I get that it's really important to you, and because it's important to you, I will be interested in it with you, but don't be a dick about it, because then I'm 100,000% not likely to do it with you. I think there's like a kind of like a meme or like the idea that like Sundays your girl is gonna want to go to a fucking apple orchard while you watch the game, and it's like, it does get fucking exhausting when there's a game every single Sunday for 4 months, but I think compromises must be made
sometimes. Yes,
sometimes I think you include her in the sports. Every once in a while you just watch, you have the game, the score on your phone or something, and go do something with her. If she doesn't care about football. I mean, this is strictly for girls who like don't give a fuck about football.
Like myself. About it.
Yeah, or like, why the fuck are you just only who the fuck is Tom Brady and why do you love him more than me? Yeah.
Pay attention to me.
Pay attention to me. I'm hotter than Tom Brady.
Well.
That's what I'm saying though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know that name and that's only because I work here. Like, I'm telling you right now, like, before I worked here, I had absolutely no interest in football. I didn't care. And it didn't actually look fun to me because I didn't know anybody who cared about it enough that it was, like, fun. Mm. And then working here, it's just been like, damn, I'm constantly surrounded by people who love it so much that I'm just like, that looks like fun. I want to do that. So maybe, like, making it seem fun instead of making it seem...
It's almost sometimes it's like a click.
It is. No, it's, I'm telling you, inaccessible. It's like there's this nationwide inside joke and you're on the outside.
Yeah.
You know? And that sucks, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing, because I want to show people who don't feel like they understand sports, like, yeah, you can just do it for fun. It doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. When I was in high school, I used to hang out with this guy that I was like in love with. He was a big Packers fan, which, like, how do you grow up in Chicago and be a Packers fan? Whatever. He was a Packers fan. So I would go over to his house on Sundays and pretty much watch him watch the Packers game. And he would get so upset when they would lose. He'd be like face down on the couch, like upset. And I was like, this is so unattractive. Like, I do that with your boys. Like, do that with your bros. Yeah, or like, do that by yourself.
Get it together. When your girl's there. This is a preseason game.
Like, let's just like have some fun here.
Yeah.
Like, please don't be acting like that, because it's such a turnoff for me personally to be like, bro, it's like one game and like it's not even like
it's not important.
Like, you're never gonna win anyway, so why are you so like
I feel like if you don't want your girlfriend to be annoyed about you watching, being absent and like watching football and like being in your phone for your fantasy league or whatever, like, you have to take the steps to try to include her a little bit.
At least try. And if she has no interest in being included, that's a different thing. But at least you have to pretend like you want her to be part of it.
Yeah.
I think people get really intense about football. Mm-hmm. Obviously, people get very intense about football, which I just find somewhat unattractive. Yeah. Like, to be too intense about it, where you're just like...
Yeah, like, don't cry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Now, I want to make it clear.
Unless you lost like 10
grand. I don't care if men cry, you know, that doesn't bother me. But if you're going to cry about football, I'm going to leave you.
Very weird.
It's just, don't do it in front of me. You can do it. Just, I don't want to see it because I'm like.
It has nothing to do with
you. Bro, you don't even know them. You what?
They don't, it doesn't kind of matter at the end of the day.
If you watch or you don't watch, they have no idea.
But I mean, we cried at Game of Thrones at the end, how disappointing that
but
was.
But listen, that was
8 years of
that
just.
That was a long time of being upset. Basically, I don't have any issue. Most girls are never going to have an issue with you caring about sports and your fantasy team. Like, I get it, it's football season. It's just like you have to learn how to balance your interests with her need to paid attention to. Like, during the game, like, oh my God, football games are like long. Mm-hmm. If you go an entire game without texting me one time and we're dating, that's gonna be a problem. And we're gonna, like, have a problem
all
here.
Sunday, Monday night, Thursday night. It's sad, like, it's
too much. It's too much. It's like you have to pick your battles, but like if you're just starting a thing with a girl, don't, like, disregard all of this of whatever, like, live your life. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. She can deal with it. But if you're like dating someone and it's a relationship, she needs to be watching at least one of those games with you, because otherwise she's just going to be like, "What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?"
Yeah, it's like a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. For me to, if I was dating someone and I just like wasn't being contacted for 3 hours, three times a week, I'd be like, he's cheating. He's fucking some other girl. He's cheating. He's just using the football game as an excuse. Actually, if you do want to cheat, I feel like during a football game.
Good time.
Great time. Don't do perfect that. I'm not, don't do that. This is not a
ladies,
different
for you.
But ladies.
If you're trying to cheat.
If you're trying to cheat, that's a great time.
No, just kidding.
Really hard, not just funny kidding. Joke. That was like hard not funny. JK. That's not funny.
Hard JK.
Okay, anyways, have fun with your football or whatever the fuck, and your quarterbacks and your touchdowns
and your first downs
and your little kicker does the thing, and have fun. I don't care, but just like pick your battle, sort of, you know, don't ignore her,
don't exclude her,
and don't make her feel like an idiot for not understanding what the fuck you're talking about. Because, like, she really wants to love you and she really wants to care about what you care about. Honestly, like, I mean that. She does. But, like, you need to let her do that in a way that's not, like, you're just pretending to like this because I like it. Or you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, just, like, let her have fun with you and be like, mm-hmm. Listen, you give a fuck about the Seahawks. There's a Seahawks game on. I don't really care, but let's go to this bar and watch the game together. Done. Easy. You get to watch the game and you get to hang out with your girl. It's a win-win. Mm-hmm. Just like try.
A little bit of effort.
Try and like just try not to take it all so seriously, because that's a really big turnoff. Do it with your boys. Don't do it in front of your girls. Yeah. All right. And that's it for the boys. All of my friends are rich. They're paying the bill like it's nothing. All of my friends are rich. Always the life of the party. All of my friends are rich. They're popping that expensive bubbly. All of my friends are rich. Yeah, where in the hell is my money? I feel so weird that, like, you guys didn't get a weekend update at the beginning of this episode. I mean, I guess we could do it now. We had Alana's housewarming this weekend. That was really fun. I met all of Alana's friends, or many of Alana's friends. I would hope that that's all your friends. That's so many people. I was thinking about it today on my walk to work. I was like, oh, we're going to move and throw a housewarming party. And I was like, I only know like 12 people maximum. Alana had like 72 people packed in her apartment at this housewarming party. I was like, who the frick?
Well, I'm sure if we were in Chicago, it'd be the same way.
Yeah,
I actually had to like hide it from a lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot of people
at work.
Because
you have so many friends.
It's just like so many around.
No, it is awkward though. Like, we're work people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you have like actual, like, not actual friends, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I hung out with Avery the whole night.
She's like that. You always need that one friend that is like a corner talker.
Yeah.
Like, I was happy that she was there because I knew that she would like tend to you. And if I got like drunk, I didn't have to like find you and shit.
I was like, oh, I feel bad because, like, okay, so I got there. And you ever like go into a room full of people that you don't know? Like, I didn't know how many people were going to be there when I arrived. And like, I got there. And I got in the door. So this is my friend Caroline's old apartment. Like, not the actual place, but the building. So I was, like, taking a Snapchat of, like, walking in for her. And then I get to the bottom of the stairs and I hear like raucous laughter from upstairs. And I just think, oh my God, oh no, oh God. I was like, I'm walking in my head. I'm like, I'm walking into Alana and Lisa and Becca, maybe Brooke, like people I know, like it's, this is fine. Mm-hmm. It was so many people. It was like, it was so much. I texted Mike and I was like, hey, are you here yet? Because I wanted to wait for him before walking in. And then Alana was like, what? Are you there? She yelled it down the stairs. And then I had to come up because I was like, fuck, I can't hide and pretend that I'm not here.
That's a really horrible feeling, though.
It was so, I was so scared.
But I mean,
your friends are very nice. Like, they were very nice.
You had a nice makeout sesh.
I had a hard makeout sesh with Chad. You know, I hate that I just said that.
I know, it's like, Chad. It sounds like a meme.
Like, why did I almost woke up in the morning and had to tweet it. I just wanted to be like, I cannot believe. I almost like a note, like an iPhone note, and was just like, I'm so sorry for letting you all down. Like, I did make out with a guy named Chad, and that's not who I am as a person.
That's so perfect. You guys were like necking.
Yeah, I know. It was gross. It was like, a lot.
Like, it was like,
it was a lot. But we were at LPR, and you guys, they drug you there. Like, they full drug you. I can't explain it because my dopamine stores were, like, depleted the next day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I had to have been on crack yesterday because why else? Like,
I ate so many dumplings.
Did you?
Throughout the course of the day and didn't move from my bed. It was like a nice day.
I did not leave my couch. I sat on my couch in the dark. I watched like 6 movies. I watched all the extended versions of the Twilight movies and Rocky Horror, which was awesome, by the way. Tough hangover, but yeah. Nice. I mean, great, really nice guy. I love a good bar makeout. It revives me.
A diffmo? A dance floor makeout?
Diffmo. That's a good one. It just really, I think it kind of like, it's like an electric shock to the system.
It really is.
Because there's part of it, I think like we're like 23 and it's fun and appropriate for us to be doing that shit, but it's also like slightly embarrassing. It's like that little bit of like, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed, but also it was really fun and I don't care. And like, it's guilt-free because you just made out. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. There's something so...
They're so liberating.
Yeah,
it's
so liberating. Freeing about it. I love a dance floor makeout. I will never... I'll probably stop eventually, but like
I hope not at
this time like in my life. I'm just having fun and it's fine. But speaking of like makeouts, so I just want to address something. It's unbelievable that I have to address this right now. But so if you guys ever meet someone, like maybe you're from Illinois or New York, you ever meet someone who says that they hooked up with me, I would say don't believe them. Because chances are they're full lying to you. I am very open about who I've hooked up with. I would read the list to you guys here and right now. But for example, this girl DM'd me. I'm so annoyed about this, actually. This girl DM'd me today and she was like, I lost a friend this weekend when he told me he hooked up with you. And he said he can't stand you and your account was annoying. I said, bitch, I listen to her podcast and religiously follow her Twitter. Goodbye. I'm reading this and I'm thinking, I look at her profile. I'm like, there's just no fucking way. Like, she's from Illinois. I'm thinking maybe someone I went to college with maybe knows her. I'm like, there's no way that I actually hooked up with this guy. So I said, I almost guarantee your friend did not hook up with me, LOL, but thank you. Love you. Whatever. And she says, I'm going to say the name because I want to clear my name. She says, Vinny Gazzaldo, but I love you. I go, nope, never.
Do you know that person?
Yeah, I do. I know him. We were like friends in college. So fuck that guy. But like, I'll say friendly in college. But no, we never even kissed. And I even texted my group chat of my girlfriends from college because I was like, did I ever hook up with Vinny Gazzaldo? And they were like, no, never. I was like, cool, cool, cool. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. So yeah, if you ever hear somebody saying that shit, probably did not hook up with them.
I feel like guys do that a lot.
But that's so annoying.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like you should almost never believe a guy when he says he hooked up with someone. Yeah,
I know.
How
I feel
embarrassing,
like if they
though.
Actually have, they won't like just drop that in normal conversation.
I mean, you would hope so or hope not. I mean, it's just like embarrassing for like, I don't know. Imagine like saying you hooked up with someone and then getting caught in not having hooked up with them. Like, that's so embarrassing. Why would you
that's
lie
so
about
that?
That
happened to me in high school. Actually, it's even worse. This guy told everyone that. Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
God, this is so fucked up. This guy told everyone that I let him fuck. Ew, that was
that
I
a gross
it's
way
so
to say
vulgar
that.
That I let him put it in my ass at
oh
a party.
My God.
And my brother was there. Oh. And everyone was like, oh, Alana
did butt sex.
They were like anal A. It's my name backwards.
Oh no.
And my brother was there and it was just like, I didn't do that. I didn't even hook up with
him. Why do you guys do that? That's, I don't know. So bizarre.
It's odd because it's like, it's gonna get back. Like, to you me. Can't just like drop lies like that.
It's like, no, I never look. And this is a cute guy. He's a good looking dude. We were friendly in college. Yeah, we even I would say that we flirted. There were times that I was like, I could hook up with this guy if I wanted to. If we had that moment, it could happen.
Yeah.
But it didn't. You know, it didn't. And for him to be like, I hooked up with her. She's fucking annoying.
And
though.
Then they
like,
go,
what?
And then they go, go as out far to like make like an opinion about the fake hookup. Like, yeah, she's
fucking irritating.
Yeah.
Oh, yo. So this happened to me one time. I had this guy friend. I've talked about this before. I had a guy friend who said we haven't met in person now, but we had never met in person. But he told this girl that he was dating at the time. He was like, I met Ellie one time at a bar. She's nice enough, but pretty basic in person. Like, what? We didn't even meet. How are you, for you to lie that we met and then to just like insult me, like my fake meeting you? What the fuck? That's so weird. That's so weird.
It's like, it reminds me of like when guys would like lie about hooking up with a girl and be like, yeah, and like her nipples were weird.
What? Like, I've never even seen my nipples.
They lie and then they try to like secure their lie by putting in like a detail.
Dude, I'm telling you, if a guy ever makes up that he hooked up with you, you have the full right to just say he was into weird shit. He can be like, did.
He came in his pants. We didn't even have sex. He just busted while we were making out.
He wanted me to wear a diaper and call him like daddy. It was so weird. Like, you're allowed to make some shit up. And what are they going to do? Be like, no, that didn't happen. We didn't even hook up. Oh.
Oh, really?
Really? That's interesting. Because I heard that we did. So. You know,
I heard through the grapevine that we hooked up.
And just so for the record, it was weird. Just kept sticking his finger in my mouth. I'm just so weird. Suck it like a lollipop, baby. He just kept saying that to me. It was so odd. Yeah, seriously, it's so fucked up. I don't understand why men do that. Like, I would assume that once you get past like 25, you stop doing that shit. Like,
I would hope.
I would really hope. If you've hooked up with me, you're more than welcome to talk about me. But like, if you haven't, that's so weird. That's so bizarre. Like, so pathetic and sad and weird. So Vinny, I'm sorry that we never hooked up in college. Apparently it's a big letdown for you, but yeah, no, that never happened. Anyways.
It's so funny.
I almost feel bad like saying the name, but bro, if you're just gonna be walking around sullying my good name, nothing is safe. Like, I don't know. And I also live my life in a way. It's very important to me that I live my life in a way that I don't have secrets. Like, you know, I can't keep a secret about myself. Like, everyone knows every minute detail of my life, and that's just how I am because I prefer to live my life that way. I don't like having things that I can't talk about. Like, it makes me too anxious to have secrets, so I don't. And if I ever felt like there was something that I didn't want you guys to know about, I don't know. I feel like you know everything about me, so I would tell you if I had actually hooked up with this guy, but I didn't. So I guess that's it for the weekend update. Sorry, Vinny. Yo, I'm going to get such a mean, threatening DM from this guy.
That's the shame.
Oh, that's a shame. Is that when we were walking out, Chad goes, he like literally just turns to me and goes, whoa. I think you might be the palest person I've ever seen. I was like, what? And he's like, you're so pale. I was like, all right, good night. Thanks, good night. That's a shame.
Put the nail in the coffin why you're not coming home.
I was like, listen, you're great. You're very fun to bar make out with, but I think that we should go our separate ways and probably never hook up again.
That is way of flirting, I think.
Being mean to me. I hate guys who do that, like the negging thing. Mm. Okay, so I actually have a DM that someone sent that reminds me a lot of what we just talked about, but it's like one of the funniest, unironically the funniest DMs I've ever received in my life. So, but before we read that, let's have our final word from a sponsor. This is Care Of. Care Of is a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized for your specific health needs. You take a short quiz.
Ooh.
Always a slut for an online quiz, and you answer questions about your diet, lifestyle, fitness, and health goals. Care Of puts together a personalized plan just for you. The fun online quiz asks you about your diet, your health goals, your lifestyle choices. It only takes 5 minutes to find out your personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendations. You answer easy questions like, how much sleep are you getting? Are you looking for more energy? Do you need something to help support weight management or healthy hair, skin, and nails? It gets really personalized. Experience the care of difference. Their individually wrapped vitamin packets are now made from compostable plant-based film that meet the same safety standards, so your vitamins are kept fresh while now being better for the environment. Love that. Big fan of Care Of. I'm a little vitamin D deficient, so I've been having some vitamin D supplements. It's making me feel a lot more energized. So yeah, love it. For 25% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code Ellie. That is takecareof.com, promo code Ellie. Okay, let me pull this DM up because it is so fucking funny. And it's actually, it goes, it's similar to what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. We've been repeating the first line.
The first line.
Okay.
Read it.
Okay, help. My boyfriend is really into EDM.
It's a really major funny, issue.
Huge issue. It's such a
honestly,
funny.
I
that
agree.
Is an issue.
I
holy
agree that's an
shit,
issue.
That's an issue. Okay, festivals, occasionally drugs, concerts, watches YouTube videos for hours. I don't dislike it, but I don't know how to connect with him about it. We're going to EDC in October, and I'm so scared. I don't know how to shuffle, dance for that matter. I've never done hallucinogenic drugs, and I'm kind of nervous to dress in the outfits that everyone dresses in. I don't want to make a fool of myself, but I don't want to be awkward. I want to impress him and want to have fun and connect with something he likes, but I don't know what to do. Girl, honestly, I
feel this on so many levels.
Like, I could not date a man who
not.
Loved EDM.
I could not.
I understand people love it so much, yeah. But first of all, have you ever seen EDM Twitter? Because it is the worst
it's
section
so
of
crazy.
The internet. It's the worst
it's
section of the
crazy.
Internet. It's horrible. But I can't. I don't get it. I don't get the culture. I don't understand it.
I don't understand
so,
it.
So like, yeah. I'm so with this girl. Like, what do you do?
That must be really hard that to be with someone that's into something like
so
far
much.
Out there like that.
And you're just like, I don't even know.
Like
what.
Football is one thing. Like, okay, I could get into that.
And it's kind of like everyone's kind of
EDM is like, have
so
you ever
specific.
Been to I went to EDC like a few years
no,
ago.
No, are you fucking
I
kidding
swear
me?
To God.
Where would I ever go?
Oh, I don't know. It's at MetLife like every other year, I think. I didn't know that it was like that. Like, it's like, oh my God. I was like, I'm never coming to like one of these concerts ever again. It made no sense to me. Like, people are
oh,
like,
yeah.
So.
I don't know.
I don't know what
I really
do.
Like.
Help!
Help. My boyfriend is really into EDM. Like, that's such a funny statement.
I know.
But also, I get it. And I wish that I had constructive advice for you. Just like, go with the flow and try your hardest.
Yeah.
I think he'll appreciate that you're. Hopefully he'll appreciate you're at least trying. Maybe like there's like EDM girls all over the internet. You can contact some of them.
Yeah, some pointers.
I have some friends, internet friends that are EDM girls. If you want to DM Kelly Copter, KellyCopter on Twitter. She's like a big rave girl. So she might be able to give you some pointers. I don't know, dude. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know because I don't mean to sound judgmental, but I would never touch a man who loved
was,
EDM
like, into
that
EDM
much.
Like that. Yeah.
Like that much. I'm just like, why?
But that like
it's a mainly harmless
hobby. It goes
hobby,
into like a bunch of like it could be applied to like any hobby really. Like if your boyfriend's into like fucking
no, but this is different because they spend so much money going to these things and like it's a whole culture.
It's intense.
They act like it's like this whole like
yeah.
I don't mean to offend anybody.
No,
it's just like
totally.
Such an odd thing to meet. But I guess it's like comparable to like maybe what if like your boyfriend's super into comic books and goes to like comic conventions and shit like that. Or your girlfriend's super into makeup and she goes to BeautyCon or shit like that mm-hmm. and spends $1 billion on Anastasia products. I mean, it's all comparable. We all have our weird shit that we don't understand that other people do. But hoo boy. Girl, good luck.
I think you should just do your best to get
just
it.
Do your best.
Be like able to hold a conversation maybe, but you don't have to make it your thing too.
Just like go try and have fun. And then on the way back, just be like, hey, I'm so glad I got to experience this with you.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be like that was awesome. I love
I
that.
Had fun with you.
Just be like, I'm glad that we did this together.
But I'm never going to EDC again.
Did you
again.
See that fucking tweet that was like this rave guy took his non-rave girlfriend to a rave and then she was like, I love getting to be in your world. And she was and he was like, nah, babe, it's our world.
Oh my God.
So awful. so awful. But anyway, girl, good luck.
Good luck.
Good fucking luck.
I don't want to like scare you, but that would be such a turn off.
I don't know. It's like when we did the DM about the guy that smokes a bunch of weed now at the age of 27. Mm-hmm. It's just like, man, it's just not my thing.
Even like I used to like date this guy that in his like free time, like in his room, would listen to EDM.
So weird.
And I was like, that's so weird. Like,
how why? Do you relax?
You're like, trying to relax right now and you're listening to fucking like Diplo. Like it's so crazy. How is that like, relaxing?
So
to
not
you?
Relaxing.
And I was kind of like turned off by it, honestly. And he would just listen to it. Not even like, he wasn't even like a rave guy. It was just like, you like this?
So like, I'm just, I don't, all right. There was a guy that we all hung out with in college and he would like DJ the parties at the senior house and it would be fine. And then every once in a while, there'd be like a really intense song. And I would be like, God damn it, Andy. No one wants to hear beep, bop, boop right now.
No one wants to hear this right
now. Nobody
wants
to hear beep, bop, boop right now.
We're day drinking. Like we're outside.
Like, bro, play some country. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Sorry, I didn't mean to like.
But no hate.
I didn't mean, yeah, I didn't mean this to make this like a manifesto against EDM. I just
no,
like,
I just personally could never
super not into it.
When right. we were at Lala even, we were like,
all right.
What is happening?
When we were at the Chainsmokers, which isn't even like a real
DJ. It's almost
DJ.
Like pop. I don't know. It's like borderline pop.
Yeah. And we were just like, why is this happening? What's going on right now?
God.
Awful. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck, girlfriend. Cry count? I squeezed out a tear last night watching an episode of Glee. I won't lie. Kurt's dad had a heart attack and he's saying a very sad rendition of I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles and played some video of him and his dad when they were a little kid. He was a little kid. Not real, obviously, because it's a TV show, but really got it going for me. Really got the tears falling
Damn.
For me.
I love a good TV cry.
Yeah.
TV movie cry.
I love a TV movie cry. It feels different from like a real cry. Good shit, good shit. I don't know. I don't know. That's probably the only cry that I've had.
I had a tear up yesterday. Got a really mean text.
Ugh. Fuck that, though. Mm. Bro. I mean, remember there was a time I got a DM from an old friend of mine that I talked about on this show. It was like, you should sleep with one eye open because you shouldn't talk about people on your podcast. I'm like, bitch, maybe if you don't do the things, I won't talk about you.
Ooh.
Speaking of drama, I doubt anyone cares about this because I don't even really care about it. But I've been dragged into this fucking... you guys literally don't even know who this person is. I don't even know who this person is. It's this guy that works at my company, I guess.
Ish.
I have never met him. I don't know who he is. He's like a... I want to say 60 years old.
I would say a safe 60, yeah. But that's also... I've never met him
I've
either,
never
so
met him. I'm just assuming.
I'm just assuming
he's
by
like
the
60.
Name.
Yeah, no one's got that name who's like under 60. So he's this like radio host from Boston that we hired. And he has a podcast... now with us and like I don't know, he basically just starts fights with everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. But like I've never met him, and one of the guys that works here like dragged me into his drama with this guy, and I'm just like, bro, I don't care about your dick measuring contest, can we please leave me out of this? And now every day this week I've gotten a different notification of someone tagging me in this shit. He talked this guy this fucking old man that I don't know talked about me on his podcast and like played excerpts of our show, and it's like, yeah, no shit, when you're a fucking old boring man you're not gonna like my show. What are we talking about here?
Clearly
it's not made for you. Like if I don't know, I want to say that he talks about Boston, maybe the weather,
and that's fine for
other 60-year-old
men.
If that's what you care about, then you talk about that. I'm sure you're smaller than mine
than
audience
this show.
Like we'll enjoy that, but leave me out of it, dude. Like I don't care, we've never met. Like I don't feel like there's any need for us to have any form of beef. Like we would never ever have any crossover on audience content. Like we're probably never even gonna meet, so like I just feel it's unnecessary.
So have a good day. I hate the idea that like anything that like young girls do is stupid.
And it's like, do you know how stupid yeah, like, everything that men talk about is?
Yeah, like
it's
obviously if you play an excerpt from this show and you're a 60-year-old man, it's gonna sound dumb.
I think he's like 30.
Ellie just said I think he's 30. I'm just gonna go with the fact that he's 60.
I said 60 to be a dick.
Oh, I truly thought he was that old.
Oh, I think he's younger. Okay. I don't know how old he... I think he's older than people we work with, but not old. Maybe like 40.
50?
45.
Dad age.
Definitely dad age. Let's go with safe,
our dad's age.
Safely, he's 52. He's our dad's age.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going to think anything that's that said comes out of my mouth dumb. Is
dumb. It's like men think that because women use up talk and vocal fry and all these things that, you know, the way that women speak to each other using filler words. It's like, oh, then she's dumb. And it's like, man, listen, come on. Everybody's dumb. Like, we're just talking to a specific group of people who like what we do. Mm-hmm. A large specific group of people large who like a very large. Large group of people who like what we do. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. I didn't really even care to address it that much. I just like think it's really funny that like an old man has to like talk down about a 23-year-old girl who's this is my first job. Like, he's been working in radio for years. Like, mind your business, stay in your tax bracket and let me like figure out my own shit. And for the everyone that I work with who might be listening to this right now, stop dragging me into this shit. I don't care about it. All right. That's it for the drama of this week. All right. I think that's pretty much it for this week's episode. let us know what you think about the putting the weekend update in middle / end of the episode instead of at the top. I just feel like we want to get right into the meat of things mm-hmm. instead of... making you listen to us talk about the weekend.
just venting.
Really venting about our lives. But yeah, thanks so much for listening. We love you guys so much. As always, you can send questions, comments, thoughts, feelings, concerns. Would you rather fuck, marry, kill? I actually got some good... I have a really good fuck, marry, kill that I need to talk to you about later because I can't do it on the air because it's people we work with.
Oh, okay.
Really good, though. Challenging.
Okay.
Maybe not as challenging for you.
Okay.
But... because you're dating one of them. But challenging. But yeah, I've actually been getting a lot of fuck, marry, kills. Somebody asked me, fuck, marry, kill all the famous Chrises like Pratt, Hemsworth, Pine. And I was just
that's a good one.
It's a really good one. Ooh. Well, I'm in love with Chris Pine. Like, that's my type. I would fuck Chris Pine. Probably marry Chris Pratt, kill Chris Hemsworth.
I would marry Chris Pratt, fuck Hemsworth, kill Pine.
Oh my god, we're so different. I love Pine, that for us. He's my type though, my full ass type. That little pointy nose he's got.
Think too feminine a little bit.
I love that. I love it. All right, that is it. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Everything's gonna be okay. So have a good day, have a good night, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. We hope it's a good one, and we will catch you on Friday. Myself, I want to see it when I turn around, look in the mirror, and if you don't like it, you can leave it, cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered cause you're staring, and you'll never talk me into caring, cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'ma do just what I want on the regular, and it's really not my fault if you're scared of. Go get a Caesar wrap.
I've been eating way too much Caesar lately.
I haven't had
I go through like fits of it.
I love Caesar. I never get tired of Caesar. It's one of those things that like I feel like you can eat every day and never get tired of. It has like no nutritional value. But the Just Salad Caesar wrap is like really
yes. Oh my god, that's
disgustingly
what I've
good.
Me and Mike have been eating that for like 2 weeks straight.
No, it's so good. Like, I've been adding cucumbers to
it. Me too. I add cucumbers.
That is
too.
So weird.
Oh my god, it's so good.
It's disgusting how good it is. Like, it's the only thing I think about every day. I get to work, I go, oh my god,
I need to know what
wrap.
Brand of Caesar dressing that is. It's the dressing is
it
like
it must
the best.
Be their home brand.
You think
they have? I mean,
the huge chunks of Parmesan and the croutons.
The croutons are perfect.
The croutons. All right, let's.
Sorry.